This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety law since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, brought to you by my good friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, beta-1,3-D glucan, the immune modulator of extraordinary power, not potential, actual. If you take this every day, your immune system is going to be rocking. Won't hyperstimulate immunity either, so don't worry if you've got autoimmunity. You can still do it. And if you get too hyperactive or fired up or excited or anxious, there's always plus CBD oil. I'm taking it today as well. And to open up, we'll talk about some other things that you can do so you don't end up with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, because that's what's on tap first and foremost. Super Don, welcome back, my friend. Are you chilled out from yesterday? It was pretty intense. And you know, I'm going to tell this about the medical kidnap stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife she actually texted me, you know, she went out to get me a t-shirt or something. I was mentioning that on the break. And she's like, I'm really sorry, because she was kind of testy with me this afternoon. She says, this medical kidnap stuff, this immigration stuff, it's so atrocious. She was affected by it. And I know you are, as am I. When we do these issues, you can't spend too much time in it. You'll get into a funk it's hard to come out of, because you just see the worst of humanity in these cases.
Yeah, and it's just frustrating and disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know, I try and have a good attitude about, you know, the world and people and humanity, but it's just so frustrating to see how people just don't get it, you know? I mean, it's just, you know, these injustices that they have this selective outrage over are happening every day right under everybody's noses, right in their backyard, you know? But you know, when we want to play political football with an issue, right?
Yeah.
Then suddenly, oh, everybody, and you know, look, it's also the, I'm trying to remember there's a term for it, but you know how people, you know, get involved, or they think they're getting involved because they're expressing their outrage on social media, like that's making a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, it's not, you know, you really want to help. There are ways you can help to try and correct these things and help people that are in need. You know, being a douche on social media is not how somehow furthering an agenda. It's just making you more of a douche, you know?
Yeah, well said, Super Don. I can always count on you for political directness. How's that?
But anyway, yeah, so, you know, when I got up this morning and I was thinking about what we could do for the show, instinctively I was kind of like, oh, you know, medical kidnap, and I was like, no, you know what, I mean, there are lots of other things that are going on right now that
we are going to lighten it up, in fact, because we're going to play some audio from Chris Pratt accepting a Generation Award from MTV, and I think I have a man crush on Chris Pratt now. just you listen to it. You tell me what you think. We're going to play that a little later. But let's open up with some health and healing, shall we? Because there's new evidence that viruses may play a role in Alzheimer's. Yes, that's
Ooh.
Right. The virus hunters at it again, making stuff up. That's what they're doing. I didn't FTC. Mm-hmm. I didn't FCC. Viruses that sneak into the brain might just play a role in Alzheimer's. Right? Those sneaky viruses. How is it that they're sneaking into some brains and not others. If they are the cause, I'm not giving them that. But if right, because they're going to certain classes of ubiquitous viruses. They call HHV6A, HHV7, and you know these are found in almost pretty much everybody. So they can't definitively say that they're the cause of it. But if you're finding evidence of viral activity in the brain of people with Alzheimer's, shouldn't you ask the question, if these viruses are ubiquitous in the human genome, they're everywhere in everybody, what makes the brain vulnerable in those people, right, that these viruses are activated or activating there, right? Doesn't that seem like a reasonable question to ask? But we've learned that certain questions are beyond the pale. Certain questions you cannot ask, like, what's in a vaccine? Oh, no, censorship, come on! Who would pay money? Who would take money for a billboard that asks, what's in a vaccine? Right? Don't ask questions, folks. How about asking the question, why is the brain in those people that have diagnoses of Alzheimer's, why is there evidence of extra viral activity within the brain? Because if the virus is there in everybody, why are some vulnerable and some not? Okay, I'm going to hold this up right here. For those of you on YouTube, you're watching me, that's selenium. The 100% whole food selenium is your difference maker. People with viral activity, viral spewing, you don't have to catch a virus. You create it from within by your cells are so intoxicated. You're so deficient in the mineral selenium and other things that there's the threat to the very survival of the genome. And you have viral particles that begin to spew out of your own cells and replicate. And they call it the cause of disease when it's really the result of disease. The result of imbalance. The result of deficiency. The result of toxicity. It's so simple. I can talk to a fourth grader and they'll get it. I can talk to an immunologist. They'll be going, oh, I don't understand what you're saying there, Robert. You're not one of us. You're not speaking our language, right? They'll say. You can't know because you don't have a degree. I'm sorry, you have a lot to unlearn if you have a medical degree to get to the point where one day you'll look back and go, I was so stupid that I ever thought the viruses were the cause of Alzheimer's or any disease. Or any disease. Yes, I said that. Now, if you want to prevent Alzheimer's and you pretend you believe the virus is at play, up your selenium. No, that's not rude to say. Up your selenium.
Up your selenium. Geez.
Yeah. Thank you, Super Don. That's an actual, when somebody says up your selenium, you say thank you. It's a nice thing you can be told. And we're talking normally 200 micrograms. We'd say that'd be awesome. But no, in these cases, there's so much mercury. There is so much aluminum. These heavy metals that aren't being brought out that are creating cellular debris and spewing of viral proteins. Creating this mess, and you up your selenium. Obviously, CBD, now we know a lot more about it. I'm going to be lecturing on it 2 days from now, the 23rd, at the Health Basket, Mount Dora. You know, there's a link in the show notes. Just scroll down, robertscottbell.com. Go scroll down the show notes, and you'll see the upcoming events there, and I hope to see you there as well. So, I am not falling for the virus in the tailpipe trick. I'm not.
No.
I hope you don't either.
No. Well, and a couple of things. When I first saw this, immediately I was like, all right. Well, you know, in medicine, right,
yeah.
When we're trying to tackle viruses, there's a couple of things that allopathic medicine would say, oh, here's the solution to the problem. And maybe I'm just being a conspiracy theorist here, but yeah. I think if they further this and they convince people that viruses are causing Alzheimer's,
this just
opens the door to an Alzheimer's vaccine, right?
See, Super Don, you're so smart, I can't contain you. You ought to, you know what? If I take a day off, you can do the show.
This is history repeating itself.
Right.
That's all it is.
You've learned from history. Okay, now, here's the question. Hide the kids. Are you not gambling enough? Are you not having enough illicit sex? Are you not having enough just uncontrollable behaviors in your life?
Sounds like Las Vegas to me.
Well, if not, I'd say go to Vegas. But no, first, before you go, get your doctor to diagnose you with Parkinson's. And then get your doctor to prescribe for you a series of drugs. They call them agonists specific to what? Did you see what this was, Super Don? The agonist, because agonist is for dopamine, right? You don't have the dopamine,
yeah.
Right? So they have these drugs that are called agonists that somehow elicit or mimic the response. But what they found with the people on these drugs, they have uncontrollable urges to gamble, to have, you know, just, I mean, we're not talking normal sexual, we're talking, they're out of control. Now, this is not that, you know, they're going to repackage this as a two-pack with Viagra, right? Oh, yeah, we saw the side effect of Viagra, we repackaged it. No, that's not what they're really concerned about this. Because it's eliciting this lack of control. And do you have any other psychotropic drugs that do that? SSRIs? Methylphenidate? Every psychotropic drug that acts on the brain and nervous system seems to have untoward effects that, unintentional, we didn't mean for this to happen. But if you've got the Parkinson's diagnosis and you go on some of these drugs, somebody better restrain you. I'm not saying you're going to enjoy it. Maybe you will. But they're literally going bankrupt, gambling their lives away. They have families. They're out of control and the drug is doing it. Now, they may have the tendencies prior to that. I get that. But normally you can control those things. You go on these medications and suddenly all bets are off. And here, listen to this. Remember the great comedian Robin Williams? What a talent we lost in Robin Williams. We talked about him here. The researcher that's reporting on these side effects of this class of drugs that are, you know, dealing with the dopamine and Parkinson's and causing impulse control disorders says this. It may be coincidental, but bears mentioning that Robin Williams' suicide took place shortly after initiation of an agonist drug. That's in the editorial accompanying this new study. Again, death by modern medicine. These people who may be depressed and anxious or have neurological symptoms, because he was early onset Parkinson's. Remember that? Robin Williams. He had the best insurance money could buy, which is the most dangerous thing you can have. Took the drug, likely lost the inhibition, and took his own life. Not a happy topic. No, I grant you. But I want to warn you, because you're going to have more and more people in your life that are going to be diagnosed with neurological degradation diseases. If you listen to this show, you read Unlock the Power to Heal, you keep plugging in, you're not going to be one of those folks. But you got to be ready for the people that have yet to hear this message and be a living example for them. It's not enough to know this information. It's about integrating it into your own life, and it becomes you. When people say, Robert, how do you do what you do? Well, it's like breathing. Dr. Batar says, once difficult, now easy. Yeah, it takes effort to get there. But if your goal is a different future for yourself, like mine was when I was growing chronically ill and met with all different kinds of drugs from the FDA and doctors who prescribed them, I saw my future. I didn't like it. It was bleak. I might not even be here today had I not made the choices to go organic, detoxify my liver, hydrate, mineralize, and all the things we do right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, coffee, coming up next. Super Don's excited.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, what are you drinking? I know Super Don's drinking coffee. It's the longest day of the year. Does that mean you have time for an extra cup? Is that what happens on the solstice?
No, I'm usually good for a cup or two a day, and that's about my limit.
Okay.
As I've gotten older, I'm a little more sensitive to these types of things.
Wow.
And so I can't chug the coffee like I used to. It's just too much.
Super Don, getting grandpa-y. Well, Starbucks, all right? You know, when I go to Starbucks, it's usually at an airport, like when I'm getting ready to board a flight, I have my yerba mate tea bag, organic, and I have my organic peppermint or organic dandelion, something I like to blend together. And I go to the Starbucks counter, and I say, can I have a venti hot water? I didn't know what venti meant until Starbucks came around, but like a venti hot water. And they go, yeah, no problem. I don't even have to wait. I mean, I'm in line, but I get up there, and like, here it is right there. And then they don't charge me for it. Oh, you have to tip them or something. You don't even have to do that, but there you go. And I put in my own tea bags. I throw a little Stevie in there, make it a sweet treat. So it makes me feel like I'm drinking one of their sagging frappuccinos or whatever those things are called.
What? Sagging?
They're sagging. That's what it says in the headline. They're called sagging. Who would want to buy a sagging frappuccino? That doesn't sound appetizing. Does your frappuccino sag? Excuse me. I'm returning my frappuccino. It's not sagging enough. What the hell? What is that? Now, I look at like kids my son's age through high school. The girls, they all go to Starbucks and they get these big frothing drinks with foam on them or whipped cream on them.
Whipped cream, yeah.
Obviously infested with RBGH, pasteurized, homogenized, loaded with garbage. But good news is on the horizon. Apparently Starbucks is sucking the eggs here because they're, oh wait, now I get it. It's the sales that are flat, that are sacking. The Frappuccino's, yes. Apparently not. It's a sale. See, this is how much I know about Frappuccino's. I probably am not saying that right either.
It's just a fancy. It's a fancy kind of coffee. That's all. But
is it Frappuccino? Is that how you say it?
Frappuccino.
Frappuccino. Okay.
They're tasty, but
okay.
Yeah.
They're sugar. They're slushy, but they're not selling as well as they did before. And guess what? Starbucks is saying they're blaming the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, they're not. They're not blaming me,
sorta.
Actually. Sort of indirectly, I guess you could say. What are they saying? What are they saying, Super Don? Tell me.
Starbucks is blaming health and wellness for sagging Frappuccino sales.
I'm sorry. I don't have any stock in Starbucks, so I guess no
health and wellness.
Health and wellness is getting to the bottom line of Starbucks. Although, interestingly enough, at the Starbucks, you'll see like organic milks, although they're not raw. And sometimes organic juice snacks and things. So stuff's changing, obviously, but I don't think their coffee's organic. I don't think their milk's organic. I'm sure that their sugar is not. It's likely GMO as well. They don't offer stevia. So no surprise there that everybody that is just totally not health conscious in their business model, they're going to be dropping. They're going to be dropping, and this is a good sign, not a bad sign. Now, I do feel, I don't know, Super Don, do you feel a little bad for Starbucks? Maybe we should do something for them here.
Poor Starbucks. Health and wellness is ruining their bottom line because people don't want the sugar and the syrup and all that kind of stuff like that. I don't know. Should we feel bad for them? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Let's give a listen.
Oh, woo-hoo! Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
What the... That sounded like something from SpongeBob. Did they have Starbucks in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah, I think that was from SpongeBob. I think you're right. That was the Krabby Patty guy.
Krabby Patty guy, right? Yeah. Yes, playing the world's smallest violin for Starbucks because their Frappuccinos are sagging. I mean, their sales are sagging. Folks, bring your own organic tea and see if they'll give you the water. Of course, now that the cat's out of the bag, they're probably going to start charging because Robert Scott Bell said they don't. But I'm sure, yeah, well, if you go to Pete's, they'll probably charge you for it. I don't know. I guess Starbucks is so big and bad that they could afford to give me a free cup every once in a while. I'm not going to complain. Are you? All right, folks, where are we going? Longest day of the year gives us some extra time to talk a little bit of cannabis, which I'm excited about. Because anytime I can bring two of my favorite words together, cannabis and nullification, honestly, I get a little excited. And if we combine that with the excitement I have for Chris Pratt. No, not that kind of excitement. It's stunning when a Hollywood celebrity says something that we can go, oh my gosh, that is so far out of, what did he say? Let me play that back again. And it's actually uplifting. It's funny. It's silly. It's uplifting. It's heartwarming. It's life affirming. And we're going to go there along with the cannabis update. So, a double dose of happy goodness now that you're all depressed about the Frappuccino sagging sales at Starbucks. Check it out. If you're not sure, if you think we're making all this stuff up, go to robertscottbell.com. Do that. Share it. Click on the links. It's a little bit of education for you, helping you see through the mainstream media, the lies, the sadness, the occasional silliness. Actually, a lot of silliness when we can afford to do it. Now that we're not talking medical kidnap, we're going to talk a little bit of silly. Good cannabis coming next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, good news for our neighbors in the north. You hockey pucks up there, you know who you are. Bob and Doug McKenzie, remember them? What did they call them? Were they just called the McKenzie brothers? Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Yes.
The Hosers? Did they have a name, they had a movie and everything, right?
Strange Brew, I think.
Strange Brew it was. Well, they're going to have to change, like, the sequel. It's not going to be Strange Brew. It's going to be something related to this.
Pasti tutti panni left hand side. Pasti tutti panni left hand side. It's up open.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Pasti left hand side.
All right, hey, strange dube, maybe? I don't know what they're going to call it, but Canada has gone all in, the second nation on planet Earth, apparently, to legalize cannabis, or marijuana, as they call it. This is, you know, think about this, with the United States, 30, 40 states now, medical marijuana, they're figuring it out at the federal level. United States as a country has not legalized it. So they're not, even though most states have it, right? Canada just did it. And I think they've delayed the rollout. No, that's not a pun, I don't think. But they delayed the rollout to like October the 17th. They're just trying to figure it out between the provinces, you know, what rules are going to run it by, who's allowed to grow it, how many plants you can grow. They're still trying to figure it out. But the Cannabis Act passed Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Signed on to it, apparently. They're just trying to figure out, I guess, how to roll it out. But Canada is now going to be a legal weed country. And they're already growing so much hemp up there, it's embarrassing. And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, just like, it embarrasses us in America because we're getting a lot of our hemp from you, which is fine. Although, again, they're mad at Trump, right? Unfair trade, whatever you call it. But the reality is, as we start to grow more hemp, that's a good thing for our economy and our people and our ability to export. But again, get the good stuff out of it because there's plenty of good stuff to be had. But Uruguay, as I say it, Uruguay is the first country that legalized it in December of 2013. So Canada coming up next. Will the United States be far behind? And what about the rest of the world signed on to the treaties against drug or narcotics trafficking? Are they going to modify their stance at the United Nations level where a lot of these countries have signed on? Very interesting. But now that Canada is going, it's only a matter of time before the U.S. and Mexico, and then you'll have a North American free cannabis zone. I don't know if it'll be free, but if you grow your own, maybe it would be a little bit. And I think it's not freedom until you can grow your own and eat it on your salad, juice it in your smoothies. By the way, when you do it that way, you're not going to get high, folks. But you'll get the benefit of the many, many wonderful ingredients in those plants, including the cannabinoids, the terpenes, certain fatty acids, minerals, etc. So there's a lot of good things that are happening here. Super, I've got nothing, I will say, nothing negative to say about Prime Minister Trudeau at the moment. It's happy time up in Canada.
Well, you know how you hate to give props to, like, the FDA and the CDC.
Yeah, I know. I'm reluctant.
Yeah, Trudeau's is kind of a dork, but, and I don't agree with, like, you know, I actually know more about Trudeau now than I ever did before because I've got, you know, people that I know in Canada and stuff, and we talk about this stuff, but, this is good. Now, here's kind of the downer about this whole situation, that because Jeff Sessions is such an ignoramus, and, you know, that we're just dragging our feet on the situation because Canada beat us to the punch on this.
Yeah.
The global cannabis market is going to boom in Canada. Yeah. I mean, because people are going to go there. That's where business is going to go because, you know, I mean, the opportunities in Canada are going to outweigh what is available here in the United States.
Businesses will have access to the banking system there, which they don't have here. But I said that the good thing about that, and I talked to Michael Bolden about it last week when he was on from the 10th Amendment Center, was the fact that maybe it would produce this innovation to use gold and silver or other forms of currency or money. And now we have that bank depository in Texas that will do gold and silver. It's fascinating what's happening here because you can't contain that freedom. It will break out somewhere. And that's the second aspect to our cannabis update right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, brought to you by my friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. And you can get that at every health food store or just about everywhere now. And if you can't go direct, plus CBDOil.com. Enter the code RSB15 to get 15% off on checkout. Now, in Cannabis Now, they interviewed our good friend Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center about the issue of nullification. Not only is this an awesome story and interview about cannabis, but you will get historical perspective on nullification you will rarely, if ever, get from mainstream media rags at the level of Time, Newsweek, and the like, or the Washington Post. I don't even know if Newsweek still exists. I don't know why Time still exists. But nullification, contested legacy. Going back to the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions of 1798 by Madison and Jefferson, and how they were setting the stage for nullifying federal prohibitions or laws that have no basis in the Constitution to be made. And of course, they always bring up, well, what about racism and slavery, right? Calhoun. Well, that is a stain on it, surely, but it wasn't appropriate, and it's not applicable in this case. So I would urge you to read this article. Those of you don't, you know, you fall asleep when you hear me talk about the 10th Amendment Center and nullification. I hope that you're not my audience, because I would engage you and ask you to be engaged on this issue. But if you're interested in cannabis, you probably are, some way, shape, or form, combine the two, and it's like chocolate and peanut butter together. It's awesome. And what Michael Bolden did in that interview is terrific. And it really brought about a great education for an entire swath of the folks that may not, that may be for, you know, cannabis freedom, but didn't know that the 10th Amendment was how the states had done what they had done thus far, despite the fact that the federal government has not lifted its prohibition against the plant that God created. So, y'all read it, learn from it, and then we'll get Michael Bolden back on as soon as he's available, because it's another great swing and a home run for the cause of nullification, states' rights, and the people in the states having more power than the federal government, especially when the government does things not authorized by the Constitution. Now, happy time, now that we've got cannabis in Canada and we've got nullification happening in the United States, how about our favorite guardian of the galaxy, Chris Pratt? He was at MTV, got an award called the Generation Award. I have no idea what the Generation Award is, but he won it, and I'm kind of glad now that I know what this guy's all about. I had no idea he was like this. So he's got nine rules for living, apparently. Nine rules. Chris's nine rules. We're going to see if we can go through them before the break. I think we can do it. But the first three, you know, they're sort of obvious, but you don't hear Hollywood celebrities doing this. Usually they get made fun of, but I have a feeling they're not going to make fun of Chris Pratt for doing this. Give a listen.
This is what I call nine rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number one, breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. Number two, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number three, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that.
Here's a guy who went to the bullying issue. And a lot of times that's a convenient issue to say, hey, I'm going to say something right against bullying. But he really substantiated with some solid stuff, breathing. The only thing I would take issue with is a nitpicking thing. You have a soul? No. I don't believe you do. Super Don, you don't have a soul. Up your selenium. This is a positive thing. No. Here's what I'm saying. You, my friend, are soul. How can you possess what you are? You got it? People get that. They kind of jump by, oh, I have it. No, how do you possess yourself? No, you either are it or you are not it. It, not it. Get it? All right. Let's go to... Okay, Pratt's a dog guy because he knows how to deal with dogs. But he's got some good stuff, and he says the G word. I don't know if he's going to lose his Hollywood status here, but give a listen.
Number four, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger. They won't even know they're eating medicine. Number five, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed, reach out to someone in pain, be of service, it feels good and it's good for your soul. Number six,
get ready.
God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do.
Dude, that was so shocking that a Hollywood celebrity at an MTV award show said, God is real, God loves you, and God wants the best for you. I mean, my heart's happy. He talked about earning it, giving service. It's good for your soul. No, it's good for you. You are soul. And the dog meds thing, well, that's kind of practical. I don't know if it works for cats. But hopefully you give them homeopathic remedies in a liquid form. You don't even have to hide it in dog meat or any kind of meat for that matter. All right, now, he gets a little irreverent here. But, hey, you ever been at a party and you needed to go really bad? Man, maybe it's some good advice.
Number seven, if you have to poop at a party, but you're embarrassed because you're going to stink up the bathroom, just do what I do, lock the door, sit down, get all the pee out first, okay? And then once all the pee's done, poop, flush, boom. You minimize the amount of time that the poop is touching the air, because if you poop first, it takes you longer to pee, and then you're peeing on top of it, stirring it up, the poop particles create a cloud, goes out, and then everyone in the party will know that you pooped. Just trust me, it's science.
It's science. I love that. It's science. Trust me, it's science. Funny. Dude, this guy, he's really funny, but poignant. I mean, he used humor to throw things in there that the Hollywood celebrities normally don't talk about or don't say or don't want you to say. Finally, if you thought his mention of God was shocking, he's going to say the P word as he wraps it up here.
Number eight, learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number nine, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted.
The other G word, vitamin G, gratitude and grace. Right. Beautiful words from Chris Pratt. Funny, irreverent, and really profound. All right, folks, we're going back up to Canada to wrap up the show, man. It's getting crazy up there. I don't know. The weed's not legal yet. What's going on? We'll explain after this break. It's science.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55
to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I feel so much better today, having gone the direction we did in the second hour to lighten it up, uplift it, do a little happy stuff, and I'm floating a little happy now, and it's not because of the cannabis. Although I have been sucking down the CBD oil, right, and that's got the CBD, not the THC, in this one, but plus CBD oil, lifting my mood, so to speak, lifting my mood. So let's go back to Canada, where they have achieved the almost impossible. What? What are you laughing at?
After we just got done praising Canada, right?
Yeah. Now we got to go, what are you thinking? What? Now, listen, we have our share of crazy, nutty professors in America. So so don't take this as an all-out slam or slap on Canadians, honestly. But good Lord, Canadians, you got to look out for these professors and maybe do something about them. I don't know if you want to, separate them from somebody that's influencing them. I don't know what it is here. But after you check out the upcoming events, including the Cancer Prevention Convention August 19th in Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan, and other events coming up prior to that, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, then you go in the show notes and you link to this to show that Robert and Super Don are not making this up. Canadian professors... Right then, I should stop, right? I should, don't go further than Canadian professor.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Yeah, exactly. Because this is where it's going to go. It's going to hockey puck territory here. They're writing about the intimacy of human-fish relations. Human-fish relations. Now, there's a lot of aberrant, strange relationships out there. And I'm not familiar with most of them, thankfully. But the human fish one, I'm not sure where this is going, Super Don. We're going to have to read some of this, but a published report or study, and guess what? These professors are professors of gender studies. That should give it away right there. Anytime you have a professor of gender studies, I'm sorry, there's something a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for here? Go ahead, Super Don. I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know which one you're thinking of, but...
Okay, let's just go with wacky new. I don't know.
Okay,
that's the best I can say.
All right. That works.
Yeah. So the gender studies professors at Memorial University of Newfoundland in Canada, said that wrong, I'm sure, penned an academic piece this month I've got a whine coming from your microphone there, Super D. I don't know what it is. But they penned an academic piece this month about the intimacy of human-fish relations. Not making this up. Professor Sonia Boone, Leslie Butler, and Daze Jeffries. D-A-Z-E. That's an appropriate name. And they published this strange academic piece about allegedly intimate relationship between humans and fish. This is how they describe their work. What does it mean to love fish? This chapter, A Meditation on Love, considers the space of encounter between the human and the more than human. Drawing on the work of a few names that they throw out, I don't know, it examines the profoundly embodied intimacy of human-fish relations, developing the idea of love through the lens of grief, mourning, loss, and haunting. I have no idea what they're talking about. And that's just getting warmed up. Fishy thinking asked me to move differently, to imagine my legs as fins, my neck growing gills. I glide, slide, my body always buffeted by waves. Fishy thinking changes my understanding of borders and boundaries. Who am I as fish? My scales glitter in the sun, but outside the water I find that I gasp. I can't breathe. As a fish, I swim. I am ocean, my salted body buoyant in the waves. Hey, it's poetry. It can be anything.
Wow.
But it gets weirder. Foundational to the love is the idea of touch, of skin. Skin is testimony, the body's memory of our lives. It holds all of our encounters. The ghostly whisper of the jellyfish, the sandpaper scars of the riptide, the shimmering scales of cod. As the site of longing, yearning, and desire, skin is where human and fish come together. Blood, scales, memories, tears, we are, writes Quinlan Eads. Narrative mapped onto flesh. Skin is where love is made. In the memory of the touch, the whisper of our shared breathing. This is how we interpret it, thanks to our friends in the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow. Fishy, 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 fish, a fish, a fish, a fish, a fishy, ooh. Oh, fishy, 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 fish, that wind, with an eye,
bingo. Fishy, 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 fish. Now, of course, that made more sense than what I read prior to that from these gender professors in Canada. Good job. Hats off to the professors known as, what is that group, that troop? Monty Python. They put it all in perspective, don't they? Hey, thank you all for being here. Good job with Jonathan Emord tonight. Tell everybody tomorrow we'll be back heading into the weekend together because the power to heal and fishy, 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 fish is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.